Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Oh, indeed. Welcome to the Daily Devotional here on Worship Radio 247 online. You know, I wasn't going to bring this word. And I literally sat here and said, we're going to continue to worship. And I put the Bible away. I felt the Lord say, did I tell you to do that? No. So here we are. I'm bringing you this word. Go with me to Hebrews, the 12th chapter, and we're going to look at verse 14 today. In our continued series on holiness, this is part 4 of holiness. Beginning to look at how we ourselves can live this holy life, how we ourselves can be set apart for Almighty God. We have just been worshiping in such power, in such fervor, I believe. Because it's what our Lord wants us to do. He wants us to have this wonderful, intimate relationship with Him. He wants us to get close to Him. He therefore wants us to be set apart for Him, and therefore we achieve holiness. Hebrews, the 12th chapter, and verse 14 says, work at living in peace with everyone, and work at living a holy life for those who are not holy. Will not see the Lord. That is very clear. The writer to the Hebrews is writing very, very clearly here. There's no clever language. There's no hidden meaning. There's no allegory. This is pure word of God. This is what God Almighty Himself says to us today, right now. He says, work at living in peace with everyone. Doesn't say some people, he says with everyone. And with what is happening in the world today, what is happening especially in Paris, France, today, this very day, they are now surrounding these people, these terrorists, who have killed innocent people. The body count is up to 15 now. These innocent people have been put to death by these people, these terrorists. And the amazing thing is, we are to work at being in peace. We are to work at that all the time, whilst all of this conflict is going on around the world. I've heard from Andrew White quite recently, and he is telling me the weather and the situation in Iraq is getting beyond a joke. It is getting ridiculous. And those wonderful Christians in Iraq, in actual fact, the entire nation, they need our prayers. They need our love. They need our support. They need us as we need them. Because we need to work together to live in peace. We need to work together to live side by side. We need to work together to live in harmony. But this starts with you, and this starts with me. Because, beloved, the sort of life that we live today, it's very, very, very easy to get into conflict. It's so easy to argue. It's so easy to fight. Someone offends us and we say, we're not having that. No way are we having that. We're going to go right back and fight back. I'm pretty sure God wouldn't let me stand here and take it. Well, if it was for the cause of peace, oh yes, He would. Because along with this goes humility. Humble yourself. And by humbling yourself, You are working toward peace. Work at living in peace with everyone. And work at living a holy life. For those who are not holy will not see the Lord. We have to. We have no choice now. When you see this word, and it is as clear as this, because if we're not holy, we are not going to see the Lord. Turn with me real quick. We're going to go there real quickly to Matthew and the 6th chapter, I believe it is. Let me just go there real quick. No, it's Matthew the 5th chapter. I do apologize. Matthew the 5th chapter. Go with me there. If we look at verse 5 first, it says, God blesses those who are humble. God is in the business of blessing you if you understand and you achieve humility. God blesses those who are humble, for they will inherit the whole earth. Did you get that? Your inheritance, if you have a humble heart and a humble spirit, is that you will eventually inherit, along with many others, the whole earth. What an inheritance. What an inheritance. Verse 9 says this, God blesses those who work for peace, for they will be called the children of God. Now you know. Now it's becoming more and more obvious to you that as you work for this peace, you are doing two things, beloved. Firstly, you are working towards holiness. And by holiness, we know we will see God. And a second thing that you're doing is as you work toward this peace, you will be blessed in such a way that you will be called children of God, because you're working towards this peace. And as I said, this starts in your own home. This starts in your own place of work, in your school, in your college. Wherever you happen to be, it starts. For when a conflict starts, you can stop it. You can say a few words and just say to the Lord, give me the right words to say here, Lord, so I can begin to stop this conflict. Even in your own home, as someone wants to row with you, ask the Lord for wisdom. Lord, what do I say in this situation? Because right here, right now, I want to work for peace. I want to work toward holiness. And having a relationship with the living God is just that. Talking to Him all the time. Lord, what do I do now? Father, what should I do now? Lord, what do you want me to say at this precise moment? Lord, is this right for me? Is this relationship right for me? Father, is this the way you want me to go? Is this the right move for me, Lord? And also, I am so grateful, Father, that you are in my life. Lord God Almighty, I love you so much, and I just want to worship you, and I want to adore you, and I want to praise you. That, beloved, is working toward holiness. You are being set apart for the living God. You are being set apart. Say that after me. Say, I am being set apart. I am being set apart. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word today. And may you give me the wisdom to break through any conflict as I work toward holiness, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah and glory to God. And we declare, Lord, we love you and we adore you and we worship you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.